David Schenk knows it's an uphill battle to bolster Muslim-Christian cooperation. The two religions have clashed for centuries.
In the midst of all of that, I'm amazed at the many open doors I personally experienced, as well as many other, both Muslims and Christians, in attempting to build bridges, not in a way that softens the issues, but that really seeks to address the issues. Just recently, for example, I was invited to Iran to address an assembly of Muslim theologians, I and two other evangelical North American theologians invited to Iran, and addressed an assembly of perhaps 1,500 Islamic theologians from around the world. And when I commenced my address, I said, I am committed to building bridges of peace between our two communities. Shortly I'll be meeting with Christian leadership in Central Asia, and then evangelical leadership in North America from across the North American continent. May I take your greetings? And all over that vast throng, these Muslim theologians were waving their hands to take greetings to the Christian communities. So there are many signs of hope.
It's interesting because the American image of Iran is a place where tolerance of other religions doesn't take place.
Well, there's thriving churches in Iran, of course, as is true when within Islamic societies. They are circumscribed. They work within some restrictions, and yet in the midst of all of that, they are flourishing, the churches. I worshipped in one congregation in Tehran with 600 people packing it out, and joyous songs just filling that auditorium with praises to God and His grace in Christ.
On that Iran trip, Schenk managed to meet briefly with Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He believes that world leaders are trying, to an extent, to improve relations.
So when I was in Iran, I was praying that if God wanted me to meet the president, he would bring about the possibility, which seemed highly, highly unlikely. And when he addressed this opening assembly of this theological community that I was also invited to address, he had a one-hour presentation. Of course, mine was much, much shorter and a smaller audience because many had left when the president finished his address. But after his one-hour address, behold, he sat right in front of me. And so I turned to a couple of my Muslim cleric friends sitting behind me and said, if it's appropriate, I would like to have a word with him. And as soon as the meeting was dismissed, they took me by the shoulders and elbowed their way to the front, and there I was standing in front of him. And I said, I gave him a dialogue that I had written with a Muslim some years ago, and said, I think you would find this interesting. And then I said, if there's any way we as Christian leadership can help to facilitate the conversation that you invited in your letter to President Bush, let us know. And he said, thank you. I will be in New York. I will meet you then. And unfortunately, I was in Central Asia when he was in New York. But thank God he did meet with some 50 Christian leadership when he was in New York to try to further the conversation.
Now, the administration, the president himself, has made overtures, public overtures, to the Muslim community in the United States. How effective do you think that's been?
I think that's very, very important and very significant. Yeah, no, that is extremely important.
Where do we go from here, then?
Continue the conversation. And we need to continue the conversation in ways that do address the issues. I believe very deeply that as we meet one another in trust-building relationships that address the issues, that we are not alone, that the Spirit of God is also at work to try to build bridges of understanding and respect. And that's my deep commitment.
Dr. David Schenk is the Director of International Ministries for Eastern Mennonite Missions. He takes part in a weekend seminar on dialogue sponsored by Urbana's First Mennonite Church and the Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.